This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, the New York Jets officially parting ways with Aaron Rodgers. Kellen Moore officially introduced as the New Orleans Saints head coach. Stories that we've covered in some way, shape, or form over the last couple of days or so. And maybe we'll touch on a little bit on the Aaron Rodgers. Not because I care about Aaron Rodgers. I don't give a rat's ass about Aaron Rodgers. But the quarterback carousel that now spins fully into play is interesting. And I heard some speculation and probably some informed speculation on Coach Sheehan's show on the way in from Mark Dominic. So I want to get to that. Plus, L.A. Knight, the megastar, WWE superstar L.A. Knight, a Maryland native, making his return to Capital One Arena, where he used to watch wrestling, where he used to watch Sting and Hulk Hogan at Capital One Arena and US Air Arena in Landover. Before that, LA Knight met up with him last night at Capital One Arena for the Wizards Pacers game. We're going to have my 8 or so minute sit down with him coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. AMAC's getting that ready for us right now as we speak. Good conversation. LA Knight, again, one of the most popular superstars in WWE, had a huge win at SummerSlam last year in Cleveland over Logan Paul in Logan Paul's hometown. That was shocking. And then had a big win at WrestleMania in Philadelphia. And didn't make the Elimination Chamber, which is the next big PLE. But he had a really cool promo about men crying, which I talked to him about, which I thought was superb. Not me talking to him about it, but his promo. And you'll hear him explain it. And also, just, again, what it means to him to come back here in his hometown. Again, he's from Gaithersburg, Maryland, got the key to the city in Gaithersburg about a year and a half ago or so. Washington, D.C. is kind of, you know, obviously not his true hometown, but it's close enough that it means a lot to him, and you're going to hear that it means a lot to him. All right, so that's coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. Again, the Cleveland Browns are reported $31 million over the salary cap. Now, that is, again, reported. That is not official. That is according to overthecap.com. Also, according to overthecap.com, it would cost them before June 1st to trade Myles Garrett $36 million worth of dead cap space. So if you combine the two, and if those two numbers are pretty close to accurate, do some math with me, boys and girls. They got to clear about $67 million of cap space in order to do that while not improving a three-win team. And having exactly $0 to improve a three-win team. if they did that. So I'm, after some thought, some research, and a little birdie pointed this out on JP and B Mitch's show yesterday while I was driving in, that works in Cleveland, Daryl Ryder. He said, whoa, wait a second. I think there's about a 60% chance that they trade Myles Garrett. But he said, you know, don't forget about the dead cap hit. And they don't exactly have a lot of money. So it started me thinking, how little money do they have? And much to my surprise, I had no idea, even though I should have known because of the disastrous albatross that is the Deshaun Watson deal, and that will continue to be the Deshaun Watson deal, that they had such a terrible salary cap situation. And on top of that, it would cost them just an inordinate amount of dead cap money. Now, teams have moved on from quarterbacks, Carson Wentz, Philadelphia, others, Russell Wilson and Denver. Teams have moved on from huge dead cap hits. Those teams weren't $30-plus million over the cap to start. They had cap space. There's a difference. So in my mind, I'm not saying Myles Garrett does not get traded, but I started inching further away from the very real possibility that Myles Garrett would get traded to anybody, never mind the Commanders, late last week after some thought. Before I even did the research, and now that I've done the research, I'm like, how in the bleep would Cleveland trade him? And the answer for me is prior to June 1st, they can't and they won't in any reasonable point of view. After June 1st is a different argument. But most teams don't want to wait until after June 1st or the eve of training camp or halfway through training camp or the eve of the regular season or after the 53s are initially formed, or even the first couple of weeks of the season. Why? Because it's really hard, as the Commanders found out, to A, get a guy healthy if they're banged up and injured, which Myles Garrett is not, but B, to get them integrated in their system and their scheme, which certainly seemed to be the case based on what they said about Marshawn Lattimore. Now, you had both there. As far as we know, we would only have one component of that with Myles Garrett. And there is a difference between edge and corner. But the point being is, do you really want to wait until the trade deadline or 3 weeks into the season or 4 weeks into the season or 1 week into the season or whatever into the season or even into training camp to finally pull the trigger on Myles Garrett? Not saying you can't do it, not saying they won't do it, but it becomes harder because you have to fill your roster with the notion, hey man, they might not budge. They might not trade him. We don't know. So you're going to have to allocate cap dollars and draft picks to making sure that you have an answer at edge, as opposed to hoping that Myles Garrett is the answer at edge. Does that make sense? I think it does. And because of that, I've moved on. I've moved on. Now, I'm not stupid to sit here and say, hey guys, there's no chance Myles Garrett is ever coming here. I'm not that dumb. But what I'm telling you is this. I've moved on to other options. Already last week, I mentioned a litany of other options. Josh Sweat before the Super Bowl, all he did was go out and have 2.5 sacks. Milton Williams, all he did was have a big-time performance. Now, he could play outside. He could play inside, mostly inside, but he can play outside. We talked about briefly Khalil Mack. Khalil Mack is the guy that I want. Khalil Mack, just so you know, guys, had the second highest among edge defenders in the NFL last year had the second highest run defense grade, according to PFF, at 87.7 overall. The second highest playing for Harbaugh and the Chargers. And that was a good defense. The second highest overall run defense for edge defenders, just behind TJ Watt. What's one of the major questions, problems, issues with the Commanders? I'll answer it for you. It's run defense, right? Khalil Mack is 6'3", 270 pounds, former number 5 overall pick, has had a Hall of Fame career, is 34 years old when the season starts. Last year for the Chargers, again, remember, he's a free agent. You don't have to trade for him. You just have to convince him to come here. A year ago, very unlikely. A year later, very likely. Not definite, but very likely. Khalil Mack played this year on defense, 668 snaps. Now, most teams play on defense, high 900s, some over 1,000, depending on how bad or good your defense is. Khalil Mack is not going to play 100% of the snaps. No defensive end, no defensive lineman is going to play 100% of the snaps. It's a rotational position. So don't let that bother you. Don't let that affect you. He missed one game last year. One game. He got banged up in week 10, missed week 11. So he only played 4 combined snaps, all in week 10, none in week 11. I guess their bye week was week 5, the Chargers. Played 670 snaps, or almost 670 snaps. And oh, by the way, guys, if you want to know how good Khalil Mack still is, even at the advanced age of almost 34, and will be 34 by the time the season started, Khalil Mack drew a nearly 79 out of 100 pass rush grade, cumulatively, from PFF. Khalil Mack had 52 total quarterback pressures. Khalil Mack can get after the quarterback, always has. Khalil Mack, more importantly, can stop the run. Always has. I think in 2023, he also had the second best overall run grade in the NFL. I'll double check that, but I remember seeing that. The point being is Khalil Mack is not a one-year wonder, is not a fly-by-night, is not even, quite honestly, Dante Fowler, right? Like, if you think about it, Dante Fowler had, what, 10.5 sacks this year or whatever it was, but struggled to set the edge and stop the run. It's part of the problem. Part of the problem. But Khalil Mack does both. And yes, he's 34. And yes, he's not going to be able to play 900 snaps. And no, he shouldn't. In 2023, Khalil Mack had the third highest run defensive grade behind DeMarcus Lawrence, another free agent, and Max Crosby at 90.8 overall out of 100, according to PFF. I can only give you what PFF tells you. I don't watch every snap from Khalil Mack. I don't watch every game. I know enough about Khalil Mack. I followed his entire career. He came from the University of Buffalo, not my alma mater, but very close to my alma mater. I've always watched Khalil Mack. He's had a great career. He's not a pain in the ass. He's not a diva. Khalil Mack should be the answer. You agree? Disagree? Forget about Myles Garrett. Do you agree or disagree with that? It's just too complicated. Check in. Poke your nose around. No hurt in that. Everyone knows you need an edge. Everyone is going to be checking in on Khalil Mack. And I fully would expect Cleveland to tell everybody no, one. And two, if I'm being honest with you, we can't. This isn't a, hey, I don't want Myles Garrett. This is after research and after thinking about it. Wait. It's really, really, really hard, if not impossible, to trade Khalil Mack. To trade Myles Garrett before June 1st. It gets easier after that. Not easy, easier. But in that case, the Cleveland Browns would have to wait for a return on their investment for what? Presumably next April's draft, right? Unless they get players immediately back, but players immediately back of any sort of quality ilk are going to cost money. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Let's start with Gary in Owington on the Team 980. Gary, good afternoon. How are you?
Yeah, hey, good afternoon. Hey, that take that you have on the Wizards, they suck, but they're trying really hard. I mean, I get that you have to sell tickets, too.
I don't have to sell any tickets. I don't have to sell a single ticket.
Are you serious?
I don't have to sell a single ticket. Huh? Gary, what tickets am I selling?
What tickets am I selling? People are calling and talk about it.
Are you saying me or are you saying they have to sell tickets?
No, I'm talking to you, sir.
Okay, but I don't have to sell a single ticket at all.
Okay, I get it. So this team, I mean, the bar's been set pretty low as far as ownership here in this city, thanks to Dan Snyder. But you know, the disdain for the Commanders, formerly Redskins, now you have indifference, apathy towards the Wizards. This team is irrelevant now. And, you know, you had mentioned the Generals, the Washington Generals.
Yeah.
The last time I heard the folks on TNT talk about the Wizards, that's just who they compared them to, the Washington Generals. So, I mean, I just don't get it.
Let me ask you this, Gary. Would you agree that they are reloading, rebuilding? Yes, right? Yes?
No.
Okay.
I would not agree to that because I've been hearing it for an awful long time.
Wait. Forget about awful long time. Just evaluate this current front office. You would agree that they are rebuilding, reloading, right? You would agree with that, correct?
What's their record this year?
9-45.
When they brought in Jordan Poole and Kyle Kuzma, yeah. I was told that they were reloading, they were rebuilding.
Right. And it did not work. I promise you it did not work the way they were planning for it to work. They were planning on winning 25 or so games and being in the lottery and taking their chances on getting a high draft pick to supplement Jordan Poole, to supplement Kyle Kuzma, to supplement the point guard that they had last year, the veteran point guard. Oh my gosh, I'm forgetting his name, Tyus, whatever his name was. They were banking. Sir, they were hoping.
I work in D.C.
Yes,
I'm all over D.C.
Okay, what does that
every day?
Right, but what does that mean?
I haven't seen a Wizards jersey.
It doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. What does that have to do with building the basketball team?
My point is that they're irrelevant. I haven't seen any Wizards power play for over 2 years.
They were irrelevant because you guys wanted them to hit the implode button. That's why they're irrelevant. Because you guys wanted them to hit the implode button. All of you that screamed about tanking and sucking to get as many lottery balls as you can, you deserve this. You deserve this. Of course they're irrelevant. Nobody is going to support a 9-win team. The building was 3/4 empty last night. That doesn't mean they aren't laying the foundations brick by brick by brick. It's taking longer than they wanted it to already. Trust me, it is. They thought they would be further advanced. Trust me, they did. They operated exactly the opposite last offseason and the offseason before of a team that purposefully wanted to lose. You're worried about them being interesting, entertaining, relevant. I don't care about any of that stuff. I worry about them being good and doing it the right way. And I truly believe that while it's not yielding the results that they want yet, they are going about it the right way, where they are not trying to lose on purpose. They are not tanking. They are not stripping the entire organization down to literally nothing. They are compiling draft picks. They are bringing along young players, 5 first-round picks in the last 2 years since this regime. Forget about everything else that has happened for the last 45 years. Forget about it. It's damage done. You can't fix it at this point. All you can do is fix this, and that's what they're trying to do. They're not trying to lose games on purpose. They're not trying to win 18% of their games. I promise you. I promise you. If you believe nothing, they're not trying to win 18% of their games. I promise you. 301-230-0980. You want to talk about the Wizards? You want to talk about Myles Garrett, Khalil Mack, who I've centered in on as my number one target now for the various reasons that I've outlined and I will continue to give. Let's do it. 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 in the Odyssey app.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 301-230-0980. Right back to the calls we go. Get as many of you guys in if you want to talk about the Wizards, if you want to talk about the Khalil Mack and Myles Garrett situation, go right ahead. That's kind of the two areas of focus, so let's do it up. 301-230-0980. Let's get to our pal Sean in Connecticut real quickly here on the Team 980. Sean, how are you, pal?
I'm doing pretty good, Chris. I hope everything's going well down there. You bring up a good point with Khalil Mack. I think he's just been good literally forever. I remember when he got traded to the Bears, and it just feels like it's very impressive how he's been able to last this long and keep his level of play this high. And then Myles Garrett, for the right price for both of them, I'll take it, but I just think this team has too many holes to trade two first round picks and another player. I think it's, like I said last week, it's one step forward, two steps back. And so I think you bring up a good point with Josh Sweat. I honestly believe he should have won Super Bowl MVP. 2.5 sacks and I think like 6 pressures. I think he should have won Super Bowl MVP. But that's not important. I do think they'll do a good job addressing it. And I don't think they're going to get a huge name, because I think Adam Peters is smart and he knows that he can't go all in on one guy because of how bad this roster still is. I just think it's all about finding guys. Hopefully we can kind of do what we did last year, find a couple guys who can come in and overperform and then go from there. But I also like Milton Williams. It's really hard for me to like these Eagles players, but Josh Sweat and Milton Williams were great all season long.
Milton Williams is intriguing to me because he can play mostly on the interior, but he can also play on the edge, number one. And he's young and he's still ascending. Sweat, Jay, for whatever it's worth, Jay was kind of lukewarm on him the other day. And then I heard Mark Dominic, the former Bucks GM. And again, he's been removed from a GM for a number of years, but he's still active in the game, still hosts Sirius XM, whatever. He was on with Kevin Sheehan, and he said Sweat's got a lot of injury concerns around the league. So just keep that in mind.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. Also, quickly, I wanted to give you a shout out Devontae Smith anytime touchdown pick. That was a great pick by
you. There you go.
I felt good about him all week too, but I was cooking all day on Sunday, so of course I forgot. I didn't bet anything. I didn't lose any money. But that was a great pick.
Well,
by
I gotta
you,
give so Lin- I gotta give it. Lindsay Rhodes credit for that from Sumer Sports. She was the one that tipped me off to it, and then I did a bunch of research. And he's, yeah. I mean, even before Sunday, he had killed the Chiefs in three. Meetings, one Super Bowl, two regular season. He had killed them. That was easy.
Yeah, definitely. And then just to finish up real quick, I'm really looking forward to this offseason. I think it's going to be exciting. I don't want T. Higgins. I think he's going to get overpaid and underperform. I can't trust him to stay healthy. But with that being said, they do need to address the wide receiver room for sure. My last point, my dad was at the Super Bowl, like I mentioned last week, and he brought me back a couple things. He brought me back a Super Bowl hat, and it's like the Chiefs versus Eagles Super Bowl. And I was very grateful, and I thanked him a bunch. But then I told him, I was like, I physically cannot wear anything with an Eagles logo on it. But I appreciate it. But, yeah, no, we're getting to an exciting time in the offseason. I think we have a lot to look forward to. And like Frankie Louvu said the other day, he's already heard a couple of players saying they want to come play in Washington, and that's literally never happened my entire life. And how good does it feel to not have to worry about who's gonna be starting at quarterback next season? It feels damn good, if I do have to say so myself. Thanks, Chris. Have a good one.
Thanks, pal. It's not great for Sports Talk Radio, but it's great for our sanity, I'll tell you that much. Let's get one more in here, AMAC. I'm just going to manipulate the clock a little bit just to keep the line moving. Butler is in D.C. Want to get him aboard on the Team 980. Butler, how are you?
Hey, baby. What's going on?
What's shaking, man?
Hey, I just want to kind of talk about the Wizards. I've been a Wizards fan since the 70s, and I got to say this because you got to look at your history to get to where we are. Back when Abe Pollin had the team in the 70s, we went to the finals throughout that in the 70s. We were there. We won. 80s came. We brought in Moses Malone. We brought in Bernard King. We brought it. We had some good ball players. We were in and out of it. 90s came. We had C-Webb and the other guy that went to school with him. We did all right. The 2000s came. We were trying to do some things. We got some good ball players in there. Then all of a sudden after John Wall and that whole thing started going down, it looked like we just stopped investing into the team. Now, I understand about bringing in some of those new players. I'm going to say this, too. The talent level of some of these ball players now are really not that good. You know, I mean, guys coming into the NBA now, they really don't have – that something's missing. And the way they play the game, I can't get it. But I'm saying Ted, the owner, he needs to invest into the team like L.A. and – Miami and some of these other teams, you just can't win.
Let me ask you this. Hang on. Let me jump in here, Butler. Just let me go back and forth with you real quick. He invested in the team and signed Bradley Beal long-term to a massive contract. Everyone hated it. He brought in Kristaps Porzingis. He brought in Russell Westbrook for 1 year. He brought in, who else did they have? Kyle Kuzma. And then re-signed Kyle Kuzma and paid him handsomely. I mean, he has invested in the team. The team hasn't stayed healthy, and that was their biggest problem and why they eventually decided to tear it apart and strip it down and reload, rebuild, like a lot of other teams have done. And that is going to naturally lead to a lot of young players not making a ton of money.
You're talking about second-tier ball players. You're not talking about elite ball players. Well, you didn't bring in nobody that was...
Well, Who did you want them to bring in?
I mean, maybe it could have been a Dwayne Wade. Like we brought with Paul Pierce when he came here. He was an elite ball player that helped the team get back.
When are you talking?
Build on that.
When are you talking? Eight years ago?
Paul Pierce left
Dwayne Wade's been retired for 6 years.
Get Dwayne Wade out of the picture. Let's not even use it. Let's stay with Paul Pierce.
Okay.
We brought Paul Pierce in here.
Right.
That was an opportunity to keep building on what you got.
And for years and years and years and years, they tried to spend money and build through John Wall and Bradley Beal, and it didn't work. It didn't work.
They didn't work because they needed other players to go with them. They always got bums. They brought those bums in with them, and
That's not about spending money. That's about finding the right pieces. That's the problem. I got to let you go. I don't know what happened here. AMAC, help me out here if you don't mind. I think I double clicked on a button. I got to let you go. Like, this is not about not spending money. Pay attention, people. Ted Leonsis has spent a ton of money trying to build a winner here. It was never about not spending money. It was about finding the right pieces. If anything, Ted was too loyal, way too loyal to Ernie Grunfeld. Not as loyal to Tommy Shepard, but maybe too loyal to Tommy Shepard. It was not a matter of, under Tommy at least, not bringing in good ball players and talent. It was about keeping them healthy. Those guys couldn't stay on the court. Porzingis, even Kuzma, missing like 17 games a year, 18 games a year. Not good enough. Not to mention Bradley Beal. It was not about not spending money. It was about finding the right pieces and staying healthy. And that's where they've struggled. That's what led them to back-to-back 35-win seasons, and that's what led them to trade Beal, to trade Porzingis, to re-sign Kuzma, which I didn't agree with at the time, and to reshuffle the deck. And they've continued to reshuffle the deck under new leadership, who obviously has a different vision, but that vision is going to take 3 to 5 years. Got to take a timeout, trending alert, then back to your calls. All right, the Jets have officially said goodbye to Aaron Rodgers, the new regime in New York, making it, again, official as Rodgers is going to be let go by the Jets, cut. He'll eventually become a free agent, and where he will end up is certainly the question on everybody's mind. Would it be Pittsburgh? Would it be the L.A. Rams if they decide to move on from Matt Stafford? Just some of the potential landing spots for Aaron Rodgers, who's 2 years in New York did not go well. How about this? Pennsylvania sportsbooks, according to multiple reports, lost $6.5 million on the Eagles' Super Bowl win. How about that? They lost a net of $6.5 million, according to figures released by the State Gaming Control Board. A record $101.5 million was bet on the Super Bowl with Pennsylvania sportsbooks, which was a 20.4% increase over the previous high. But again, they lost a bunch of money on the Eagles because of prop bets coming in. Meanwhile, the NBA's All-Star break, not here just yet. One final round of action. The Wizards losing in overtime last night to the Indiana Pacers, as we've talked about. Tonight's schedule highlighted by Miami and Dallas. Also, Golden State wraps up their first half against the Houston Rockets at 8 o'clock. And from the Four Nations Hockey Tournament up in Montreal, it's Team USA's turn. They take on Finland beginning at 8 o'clock after Team Canada's overtime win last night. And that's what's trending. Man, these breaks go so fast. You go to bathroom in Siberia, and it's hard to make it back. I didn't even screw around and get more coffee. Are you ready to win big and live it up in Sin City, baby? Who can't use a trip to Vegas? Well, it's the Slam Dunk in Vegas on the Team 980. Listen for your chance to win a flyaway trip to Las Vegas with three friends and $20,000 in spending money for the first two rounds of the college basketball tournament. You'll stay at the Circa Resort and Casino, Las Vegas' premier sports viewing destination, and visit the biggest March Hoops party of them all at Stadium Swim. Winning is easy. Just download the free Odyssey app, log in, listen to the Team 980 for a chance to win the experience of a lifetime. Listen each day for an hour to earn your daily entry. This is a national contest. More details available at odyssey.com/slamdunk. Coming up in the 3 o'clock hour, the megastar, WWE superstar and Gaithersburg, Maryland native, L.A. Knight, going to join us. Caught up with him last night at the Wizards-Pacers game. Thanks to WWE PR, Wizards PR, for making all possible. You will hear what it means to him to wrestle in the backyard of his hometown and all the memories he has of wrestling here in Washington, D.C. as WWE SmackDown comes to Capital One Arena on Friday night. Valentine's night, celebrate with your sweetie for SmackDown at Capital One Arena, and then next day, Vengeance Day, at the Entertainment and Sports Arena where the Mystics generally play their games and so on and so forth. Everybody kind of knows that. So the Capital City Go-Go as well. So there you go with that. So L.A. Knight coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. Let's go back to the phones and say hello to Mark in Largo. What's up, Mark? How are you?
Hey, what's up, Chris?
What's shaking, Mark? What's going on?
Look, I think it's a great idea what you said about Khalil Mack. I think that's a good idea. His age does kind of concern me.
Sure.
But here's what I would do.
Sure.
If I was Washington, why not go after him and Josh Sweat? And I tell you what, I love Williams. I'll tell you another person I would get to from Philly as well. I would get Becton. And here's the reason why I would get Becton. I think you can get Becton and put him at right tackle. And then when Cobb and you can get somebody else, like a Will Hernandez, because he understands Cliff's system, get him, and he can come in and play a backup role to Sam Cosmi and go from there. If I'm the Commanders, I think I spend free agency on building up my offensive and defensive lines, and I would at least entertain getting Hollywood Brown and probably Amari Cooper. Because I'm not going to spend a lot of money on T. Higgins. I agree with the last caller before last when he said, I'm not spending a lot of money on someone who's only healthy 70 games in the last 5 years. I have a problem with that. I have a huge problem with that.
I agree.
I think he's going to go to New England anyway. I think they'd be better off drafting a receiver in the first or second round. They got, you know what? You got a lot of receivers that are coming out in this year's draft that are 50-50 balls. A lot of them. And I was looking at everything last night, and I've been arguing with Craig Hoffman for the last few weeks about DK Metcalf, and then it finally dawned on me. I said, you know what? Maybe Craig is right, and I think they'd be better off going and getting a receiver like a Trey Harris from Ole Miss in the first or second round. Keep your draft picks and go from there. But the one person I would move, you got to move either John Allen or Deron Payne. One of those two got to go. You can't bring both the Alabama connection back. Don't
right.
You agree?
Well, it's almost surely, just from a salary cap machination standpoint, going to be Jonathan Allen. Final year of his deal, easy to move, you know, kind of thing. I would rather keep John Allen than Deron Payne. But Deron Payne, because of the contract and because of the dead cap and because of this, and it's the same kind of thing with Myles Garrett that I'm talking about. See, people don't realize this. You just can't move off of people as easily as people want, you know? And listen, I mean, I could be wrong, but that's the way I see it based on, you know, again, common sense, logic, and like the salary cap numbers. Again, I could be wrong. As far as the other things that you talked about, I am not a T. Higgins guy at all, period. If you had said to me DK Metcalf, I mean, listen. I love DK Metcalf when I see him play and make big plays and all that stuff. But you know, he's got what, one more year left, right, of his deal. So you wouldn't have to pay him immediately. Here's the problem with any big splash that you make at wide receiver, right? Ready for this? People forget Terry McLaurin's going into the final year of his deal.
There you go. And they're going to pay him before the end of the month.
Right. And you should pay him.
So
you should. I mean, after last year, you should pay him
definitely.
Not whatever he wants, but whatever the market yields, which is $30+ million.
Well, Terry's a team player too.
Yeah,
he's probably going to look at it and say, "I want my money, but I also want to get other people so we can get better as well."
Fair, too. Fair. So but you can't ask Terry to take $20 million. If the market is bearing $34 million for premier receivers. Now, maybe he doesn't get premier money, but maybe he gets 30 instead of 35.
But see, the other problem with that is, Chris, I think when you look at this receiver free agency class, outside of T. Higgins, who's not healthy enough.
Right. There aren't a lot of options.
I mean, Godwin would be perfect.
Yeah.
Right, Amari Cooper, I think, would be a good.
I'm not an Amari Cooper guy. I think he's always been overrated, but that's me.
What about Mike Williams from that was with Pittsburgh?
Yeah, I mean, listen, he blew past Mike Benjamin St. Juice now, didn't he?
Yeah,
But he's always injured.
Yeah, he did.
So can you count on him? He's always injured, right? Can you count on him? Well, I don't know.
That's why I said, and Chris, that's why I said you got to turn to the draft.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why you got to go. Well, I mean, you got to get a 50-50 ball player from the draft.
Yeah, or you could make a trade, obviously, for – you could make a trade for Cooper Kupp or Debo Samuel, but I think Cooper Kupp is going to
–
I think he's going to cost you less than Debo Samuel. Just kind of depends on what they
want. Would you make a trade for him?
Yeah. All right, thank you, Mark. Appreciate you. I got to let you run because we're running a little bit late. 250, Team 980. We'll get back to your calls in just a sec. Hang tight. L.A. Knight coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. WWE superstar Maryland native coming home tomorrow night for WWE SmackDown at Capital One Arena on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, let's get right back to it on the phones. And we'll go to Bob in Rockville right here on the Team 980. What up, Bob? How are you?
Yeah.
Hey, Bob.
Can you hear me?
Yep. Gotcha.
Good. Good. Enjoying the show. And
thank you.
Candid opinions. This is back to the Wizards for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a longtime fan. I was 7 years old when we beat George Gervin in 78, 79,
yep.
And got to the final.
Long time ago. Yep.
Then love the Wizards. I can even take them losing. I'm just going to stick with my Wizards whether they're losing or not. And I don't mind watching young players develop. But to tell me you have a 3 to 5 year plan where we're losing the way we're losing, despite the 5 or 6 competitive games we've had recently, that's completely disrespectful to the fans.
Well, let me ask you this, because again, this was not by this losing this much and losing this badly in certain games outside of, like you said, the last 7 games was not the plan. That was not the plan. It's gone awry, quite honestly. It's gone worse than they thought, based on what I know. That being said, what I would say to you is this. This is what a lot of fans wanted. This is what a lot of media types wanted, because they see it work in certain isolated examples in the NBA, and they think everybody can do the same thing. Even though, again, Oklahoma City only got really good because they struck a brilliant deal for SGA and got like 7 draft picks out of it, right? Even though not every team that does it, it works brilliantly for, right? It hasn't worked yet for the Detroit Pistons, and they've been trying to do it for years.
Right. Well, I don't like that strategy. As a longtime loyal fan, I think it's terrible. Where's the Stephon Castle? Where's the Bernard Mathurin? Where's the Paolo Banchero? I like these young kids, but we need to draft well if we're going to do it this way, so that we want to enjoy the team we've enjoyed for many, many years. This is not a good strategy.
Yeah.
And last thing, we heard that Wes Unseld wasn't developing players. Okay, Wes Unseld Jr. What's happening now? Oh, my goodness. I don't see it. We're what? We're 9-31.
Well, they're worse than that, yeah. Sure. They're in 9-45. I think they are developing players in some ways, but quite honestly, I think how outside of the 7-game stretch, how uncompetitive they were, again, from the jump in certain games was really slowing and stunting the development. And maybe Brian Keefe is not the right guy. I mean, I think most people would agree with that. But you're not getting, quite honestly, look at what happened in Detroit. They hired Monty Williams. Everybody thought, oh, he's the greatest developer. They fired him within a year. In a year.
I know.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, so, like, got to be careful.
I agree with you.
Yeah, you got to be careful about some of this stuff. Bob, I got to let you run. I appreciate the phone call. We're just up against it. We will have more of your calls coming up. You want to hop in on the Wizards and the listen, look, it's going worse than they thought. They did not plan to win 9 games or 12 games a year. That was not the plan. The plan was to retool, reload, rebuild without tanking and without completely sucking. That was the plan. Whether that was a good plan or not, it's subject to debate. Whether it's working or not, subject to debate on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
If you have a locked AT&T phone, we're here with Bolt Cutters. T-Mobile will help pay off your locked phone and give you a new 5G phone for free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrier freedom.
Via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax and a $10 device connection charge. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement as due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.